In this mindful swim meditation, I would like to invite you to practice swimming meditation in more effortful or more intense or more challenging swimming situations. You know, often we think of, we associate meditation with sitting still, of course, and I've already talked to you previously about using movement, obviously, in swimming, movement in swimming as a form of meditation. But we also think of meditation as being something that's really calm and under quiet and gentle or peaceful conditions. But the practice of meditation is really, or at least a big part of it, is about training in easy conditions so that we can eventually take those same skills of attention and observation and non-judgmental observation of our experience into more difficult situations in life and practice the same kind of space and mindfulness. So obviously in swimming you could go along and be swimming gently and under easy conditions or doing a simple drill, and it could be very gentle and peaceful, and you could feel like it's easy to concentrate for a while. And that might seem like that's a good and appropriate atmosphere and setting and tone to be in when you're doing meditation. But actually, you want to have that same control of attention, that same non-judgmental awareness and observation of sensations and details and information when you're swimming under the most difficult swimming conditions. As a matter of fact, if you found yourself in a life or death or very dangerous or threatening situation in the water, you would need mindfulness more than ever to keep you calm and focused on what matters right then in that moment. So, fortunately, in practice, we don't have to go to those kind of extremes to find out if it works or not, or even to practice the skill. What I'd like to do is just simply invite you to design a set or take one of your swim sets, your practice sets, that is more challenging for you physically. As a matter of fact, we want one that actually makes you uncomfortable in some physical way, either through you're breathing hard or the heart is pounding or the muscles are burning, or as you do the repeats, you feel some fatigue or some vulnerability to parts of your stroke degrading noticeably. And go into that set with the intention to observe the sensations, the unpleasant, the uncomfortable sensations that emerge in your body. And instead of letting your mind go, oh, how much longer do I have in this repeat? Oh, how many more strokes or how many more laps do I have to do before this is over? Instead of thinking ahead and longing for it to be over with, let go of the future and just be in that moment of discomfort, in the middle of that swim, and just observe the sensations neutrally. Just say, oh, that is heavy breathing. Oh, that is pounding heart. Oh, that is stress right there in my chest. Oh, that is a deep urge to turn and get more air. Oh, that is an increasing warning signal going off in my brain, urging me to stop. Just observe the sensations and start putting a label on them, a neutral label, just adjectives like that's heavy, that's hard, that's firm, that's burning, that's tight, that's getting weak. And practice using those descriptions of what you're experiencing in a neutral way to simply describe what is instead of whether it's good or bad. Okay? And it would be great to be able to do this in a set where every repeat you did brought you into a little bit of that discomfort. So whatever that challenge might be, let's say you're going to swim 150 yard or meter repeats. You're going to do several of those. And so the way you've set it up, you know it's going to feel difficult for you on the second or third lap. And you're going to do a series of these. So every repeat brings you into that discomfort. And so each time you get into the repeat and then get into that uncomfortable zone, you're going to practice this kind of attention, this simply noticing the sensations that come up in your body and then putting a label on it. And then each time they come back and it's kind of looking for your attention, you just put the label back on. It's like, oh, that is heavy breathing. Oh, that is heavy breathing. Oh, that is heavy breathing. And you just keep responding to it by giving it that label. You're acknowledging that it's there, you're accepting it, but you are also choosing to interact with it in a more emotionally neutral way by how you describe it to yourself. So that's the first way that you can use meditation, swimming as meditation, in difficult or physically uncomfortable swim sets. So then the next way, which is even better, is where you want to go eventually with the skills, is that take a focal point then that has the potential to reduce the discomfort. You're still going to require of yourself to complete each repeat at the standards you've set, but you've chosen a focal point that could potentially reduce the discomfort that you feel. It has the power, the potential to affect the situation. What you're doing this way is that as you get into that uncomfortable situation, you're not merely enduring it, you're not merely observing it, but powerless. You actually have something, you have power to affect the situation in some way. But it requires you staying focused on that focal point that is positive and productive in that situation. So again, this is training for being under really difficult situation, potentially overwhelming situations where, you know, these default programs in the brain are gonna, you know, wanna urge you towards being panicky and anxious and thinking about the future and going off in directions that you're worrying about things that you really can't do anything about. But if you would only focus right here and now in this moment and do something with your body productive, you would increase the chances of you having a more pleasant outcome in that unpleasant situation. So this is basic survival and technique here, mental training technique, is to voluntarily go into a training situation that is uncomfortable. So it could be the difficulty level, or it could be the conditions that you're swimming in, waves or cold water or whatever. And you're gonna observe the sensations that come, label them, know that they're there, but then you're also gonna have practiced, or you're going to practice a particular focal point or two that has the potential to reduce that discomfort, to reduce the stress on your body without you reducing the kind of work that you need to get done. So if you've set a certain tempo or a certain stroke count or a certain pace that you need to swim or a distance that you need to cover or a time that you're going to spend in cold water, this will give you a way to affect that situation instead of merely suffering and enduring it, all right? So there's two forms of meditation. Step one, or stage one, is just simply going into uncomfortable movements, uncomfortable practice sets, and observing and labeling in a neutral way the sensations that you experience. And then step two, or stage two, in your development there, is to go in with particular focal points that will help you reduce that discomfort if you will stay focused on those focal points. You see how that works? All right, so that's the swim meditation idea that I have for you today, and I hope you try that out, and I'd be glad to hear how that went for you, so send me a note.